The commuter rail line would connect Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha to commuter trains into Chicago. The line would run several miles to the east of the Amtrak Hiawatha service. The Southeast Wisconsin Regional Transit Authority has been debating ways to pay for capital and operational costs for what's known as the KRM project. After rejecting a proposed sales tax increase, the panel has voted 6-0 to recommend raising rental car fees in the three southeast counties by $13 per transaction. Panel member Jody Carls represents the city of Racine. He says the public should be happy there would not be a broader tax hike.
If you look at it practically, commuter rail could really be funded by people from out of state. If you looked at it, you know, the cold hard facts, somebody else is paying for our commuter rail. To me, that's a win.
Carls says he doesn't think tourism in the area would be hurt, contending visitors may not even notice the higher transaction fee. But a state alliance of rental car agencies is raising concerns about the charge. And Legislative Joint Finance Committee member Jeff Stone says he may seek an adjustment.
There's going to be some scrutiny on whether or not, you know, a single fee of $13, you know, even on a one-day rental is appropriate. There may be a better way to structure a fee to where it was weighted depending upon the length of the rental so that it isn't too heavy of a burden on those shorter rentals.
But Stone, a Republican representative from Greendale, says he's glad to see debate on the commuter rail plan move ahead. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.